For example, if you were sitting in St. Petersburg and picked up one of the major dailies in 1910, you might read articles filled with encouraging reports that make you think Russia was heading in a positive direction if you were a liberal-minded, educated Russian, as many were. Stories, for example, about the spread of scientific knowledge and technical know-how about new inventions would appear and how these were being adapted in Russia. Stories of entrepreneurial success, how individuals built businesses. Stories about upward social mobility. And, very importantly for many urban readers, want ads that would give you a chance to read about jobs that you could have that would improve your lot. There was a great deal of reporting about all these various institutions of civic life that I've been describing. There were even articles about how wonderful it is to live in a city, the civilizing effects of living in streets that weren't covered with mud, around buildings that had beautiful facades, and streets that were laid out in an orderly way. But you'd also, in these newspapers, read much more troubling stories about city life, stories likely to make you think about degeneration rather than progress. Danger, you would learn, was ubiquitous in a Russian city. Streetcars, for example, one of the great symbols of modern life, would suddenly, you would often read in the paper, leap off their tracks and kill somebody or maim somebody. For one example, in 1910 in St. Petersburg, a streetcar slipped off its tracks and ran over a peasant who was in the city working as a cook, trying to advance himself, severing both of his legs. In response, an infuriated crowd, tired of hearing these sorts of stories, ended up jumping on the streetcar, pulling off the driver and severely beating him. Elevators, you would read in the press, suddenly crashed to the ground. Buildings in the midst of construction suddenly collapsed. Fires broke out inexplicably. You'd be reading the paper and you'd hear about mad dogs for no particular reason roaming about the cities and biting innocent passersby. You'd read about debauched men preying on women and children. You'd read about women, poor and desperate, lured into prostitution to survive. Prostitution, which was legalized to regulate it, in particular to protect the health and the spread of, in particular, syphilis. Mysterious bodies, you'd read in the paper, are suddenly discovered floating in the river or in the canal or in the edge of the city. You'd read about disease in the city, syphilis and cholera and typhus, much worse than in any rural area. And at night, you would read in the papers, thieves were at work everywhere, breaking into apartments, mugging people on the streets. Now, these are facts. These things truly happened, but very important for the readers of these stories, these were indeed stories written about, exaggerated, overemphasized, thought about, part of the image of what you felt urban life was about. Very troubling, you also would learn in reading from the press is in the city, you don't know who to trust. For example, a well-dressed gentleman and lady, it was said in an article, Petersburg, 1910 again, might walk into a store, suggest that they would like to buy a very nice fur coat. They were well-dressed. You figured they had the money if you were a sales clerk. When the sales clerk turns his or her back, they would run off with the goods. Such stories were very common. Just because people looked well-dressed didn't mean they were moral or even wealthy. The city is full of disguises. Or another story from 1910. A merchant is walking down the streets of St. Petersburg, the street being, of course, at the center of civic life and also a symbol of the dangers of the city, walking down the street, and two well-dressed women, it's always said that they're well-dressed in these stories, come up to him. One of the women greet him very warmly, "Oh, it's so good to see you," and begins kissing him on the lips. Meanwhile, the other woman walks behind him and begins to find his wallet and pull it out. He tries to scream, but the other woman only kisses him more intensely. They get away with his money. Other events are much more dangerous than this. It's often said how, again, a well-dressed man walks up to a passerby, asks him for the time, and while he's looking at his watch, pulls out a knife and stabs him. Maybe robs him, maybe just runs away. Appearances in the city are deceptive. This is something you'd learn in reading the papers.